For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. In the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, the DNC is currently debating the idea of having a mostly virtual gathering. With that news, CNN has opted not to rent Turner Hall for its coverage of the event scheduled to happen now on August 17th. The DNC was set to bring 50,000 people to Milwaukee, but following postponement from its initial July date, the scale of the event is now in question. Over 5,700 people have been infected with the coronavirus and 246 people have died in Milwaukee County. City Health Commissioner Jeanette Kowalik says the DNC has not been canceled, but that shifting to a more virtual event would be ideal to protect public health. Meanwhile, Pabst Theater Group CEO Gary Witt said in a tweet, it is not too late for people to rally for the DNC in Milwaukee in 2024. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. The suburbs may be open for business in Milwaukee County, but Greenfield Health Officer Darren Rausch still urges caution, saying, quote, staying home is probably the safest thing you can do this weekend, but if you must go out, be aware of your physical distancing, wear a mask, use hand hygiene, and most importantly, remain home if you are ill. New Milwaukee County Exec David Crowley echoed the sentiments, saying he understands the desire to visit friends and family this weekend, but that, quote, we must remain vigilant, making sure we are protecting one another. Partly to mostly cloudy skies today with highs of 60 degrees in Milwaukee and around 70 in Madison. Overnight lows of 48 in Milwaukee and 55 in Madison. Rain in the forecast for Saturday with highs in the upper 50s in Milwaukee and near 70 in Madison. Sunday, partly sunny during the day with highs in the mid-70s in Milwaukee, around 80 in Madison, with a chance of scattered thunderstorms in the evening. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. A federal lawsuit challenging local public health orders across Wisconsin argues that the constitutional rights to freely assemble and exercise religion were violated. The suit comes after the state Supreme Court struck down a statewide stay-at-home order from the Department of Health Services. Two of the 17 plaintiffs in the new suit are Republicans running for office. Jay Schrader is running for 55th Assembly District in Fox Valley, and Cindy Werner is planning to run against incumbent Congresswoman Gwen Moore. Last week, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call issued an opinion that local orders were legal, and Governor Evers' chief legal counsel is optimistic the lawsuit will go nowhere. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett questioned, if courts strike down local health orders, then what power do local health departments even have? You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Full staffing will resume at Harley-Davidson's U.S. manufacturing plants, including the Menominee Falls plant on Pilgrim Road, following Memorial Day weekend. The engine and drivetrain facility employs roughly 1,000 people. Right now, according to union officials, there are about 125 U.S. Steelworkers Union members back at the plant that was shut down in March after an employee tested positive for coronavirus. Motorcycle sales have dropped dramatically during the economic fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic. Partly to mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 60 in Milwaukee and around 70 in Madison. Overnight lows of 48 in Milwaukee and 55 in Madison. Rain in the forecast for Saturday with highs in the upper 50s in Milwaukee and near 70 degrees in Madison. Sunday, partly sunny during the day with highs in the mid-70s in Milwaukee, around 80 degrees in Madison with a chance of scattered thunderstorms in the evening. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.